السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم. وقال تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يأنيه. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والتسليم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most beloved ulama ikram, hafaz, elders, brothers, and those listening over the receivers, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer and provider. Peace and salutations be upon our beloved master, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today is the 22nd of Sha'ban. Inshallah, next week, Friday night, will perhaps probably be the first night of Ramadan, first Taraweeh, and definitely Saturday night is going to be the first of Ramadan. So Friday night is possibly Ramadan. If the moon is sighted on Friday night, then inshallah, first Taraweeh will be next week Friday night, and first Ramadan will be on Saturday. If the moon is not sighted, then automatically we know that next week Saturday night is the first Taraweeh. That leaves us with just 1 week for the very important and auspicious month of Ramadan, which we all anticipate, we hope. We may be making dua already in Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Allah bless us in Rajab and Sha'ban and allow us to see the month of Ramadan. So as I said, now it's just on our doorstep. Few hours, few days left for this very important and auspicious month. Now, inshallah, the ulama will be going into a discussion about the purposes of fasting and the rules related to fasting, and inshallah other important topics related to the month of Ramadan. What I want to speak about in the few short time that I have today is something that we can perhaps sit down and reflect on as a build up to this month of Ramadan, which is 1 week ago. And in the terminology, and for us to remember it, we're going to remember the acronym SMART. That's inshallah this Ramadan we're going to try and work smart. We are working, mashallah. We're doing lots of work and lots of effort. On top of work, I'm talking about work in the context of in Ramadan, work for deen, our ibadah, our taraweeh, our tilawat of Quran, and all the zakat and khairat and the good we do in Ramadan. I'm talking about that work. So we all, mashallah, are making effort in the month of Ramadan. But perhaps we can reflect on this terminology that you use many times in different circles, which is the acronym SMART. So when we go home this afternoon, so maybe forget everything else of the bayan, but perhaps you can remember that the talk today was about SMART, about being smart. And this is something we can actually apply it in other aspects of our life as well. It's also very important, before I come to that acronym, when it means acronym means each letter, S stands for something, the M for something, A for something, the R for something, and the T for something. So this Ramadan we're going to work smart, inshallah. But I said, before I get there, it's also important to remind ourselves that it's part of our deen to plan for something and to prepare, and not to do things just haphazard, ad hoc, anyhow. In our daily lives, in our business world, we understand the concept of planning. You have, for especially now, it's the month of February, and what will happen is people will be now closing their books, and it's the financial year end. So what will happen is the stores will do, or the businesses will do now, an audit of the business, see the income, expenses, balance sheets, and work out the 2025 financial year, how profitable it was, what losses, and see where are the problem areas. Maybe they need to eliminate, eradicate that, solve those problems, which areas was doing good, minds and the resources into those things, and take that to the next level. So you see the business world also, that's part of planning. And now you see, okay, now 2026, what we need to do for the next 12 months so that our business prospers, we can make profit, unnecessary expenses we can eliminate. So that's part of planning. A woman, another simple example, a woman ladies at home, they're getting guests that's coming on Saturday or Sunday, this weekend, you're getting some visitors, or even there's a wedding that's taking place. How much of planning takes place for that? Booking the venue, getting the caterers, what's going to be, inviting the guests, or you're getting the guests this weekend, then you need to make sure you got all the ingredients, what's going to be the menu, where the people are going to sit, how many people you're inviting, do you have enough plates and cups? So planning and preparation takes place every day of our life. And as I said, it's part of our deen. And as a Muslim, we have to be organized, we have to plan. And inshallah, the biggest benefit of planning and preparing for something is that we will try and we will get inshallah more achievable outcomes. We will not like shift away, we will not be digressed, because we have a certain plan in place. Obviously, we keep reminding ourselves, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has a plan. We human beings, we also make our own plans. وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, Allah is the best of all planners. But that doesn't mean now we mustn't plan. It's like the example also given of somebody that put in trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith says, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ تَتَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, if only you put your trust in Allah, like how the bird put its trust in Allah, رَزَقَكُمْ كَمَا يُزَقُ الطَّيْرُ تَغْدُو خِمَاسًا وَتَرُوهُ بِطَانًا. What the bird does, it leaves his nest in the morning. Wherever it's going to go, Allah has provided for it, and Allah provides for it. So that's on the one hand. But on the other hand, we also hear the hadith of the Prophet إِخْقِلْهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ, you must tie your camel and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can't leave your house open and say, okay, no rogues are going to come. You put the lock and then put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yes, my point is, we have to plan. As a Muslim, it's part of our deen. Something that Allah mentions in the Quran, actually the ayah that recited also is linked to that. Allah talks about, وَأَعِدُّوا لَهُمْ مَسْتَطَعَتُمْ, is in the context of jihad and striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says that be prepared however you can. مِن رِبَاطِ الْخَيْلِ, you know, when it means horse training with your horses, or it means archery. Because imagine now there's a war that's going to take place, or you have to fight the enemy, and you haven't ridden a horse in your life, or you haven't shot a gun in your life, you haven't shot a bow and arrow in your life. That's a recipe for disaster. So the Quran is telling us you need to be prepared. And the preparation is now you train. So you go for these horse riding lessons and you learn how to ride a horse. You go for the shooting lessons, you learn how to shoot. So when you're in the situation, you know what to do. Otherwise, you're going to face with a situation and you haven't done anything, it's going to be a problem. So against that background, I'm explaining this so that we can keep in mind that this Ramadan, let us keep in mind these SMART goals. So this S is, let's first try and have specific intention. So the S, there are other things that could relate to, set clear intentions. So S is for being specific or setting clear intentions this Ramadan. So from the beginning, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, have intentions. Don't just do things without having a plan and intention. At least intention is, it doesn't require action. Intention is what you hope to do. So in your heart, you're intending to do something. So we intend in this Ramadan. So you'll sit down and you'll say, okay, my intention is to do A or B or C. Automatically, inshallah, having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Prophet said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ, our actions are judged according to our intentions. So just already based on our intentions, we are going to get rewarded. As Allah mentions in the Quran as well, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ. So we set specific intentions and have high and good intentions, but tie down what I'm going to tell you just now as well. Also keep in mind, linked to intention, is that this Ramadan and every other action we do out of Ramadan, let us clear our hearts that whatever we're going to be doing, we're doing it only, solely, wholly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's the zakah that we'll be giving, whether it's the fast that we're keeping, whether the taraweeh that we are going to be performing, whether the Quran tilawat that we are engaged in, whatever action, the important element is sincerity, or in Arabic we say ikhlas. You do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is going to reward you for it. If you have any other intention, you taint that action with any other intention, you're destroying the reward. So always hear the example, you can give one kajur, seed amount to somebody, and you can get the reward equivalent to the amount of Uhud. On the other hand, you can do and give in charity gold in equivalent to the amount of Uhud, a mountain range which is 5 kilometers. That amount of charity and tilawat of Quran and fasting and tarawih, but you can get actually zero reward, actually can be taken to task, all based on this very important element of intention. So as part of preparation for Ramadan and linked to the S, you set specific intentions in your heart and in your mind that I am going to do everything only and solely and wholly for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for name and for fame or popularity or doing anybody a favor even. When you give somebody a rand in zakah, I mentioned this previously as well, never for a moment think that you are doing that person a favor. Clean our hearts. Actually, the recipient is doing you a favor, because by him accepting your zakah or your sadaqat or your charity, he is giving you the opportunity of cleansing your own wealth. He is giving you the opportunity of your wealth multiplying 10, 20, 30, 700 times. He is giving you the opportunity of earning the du'as of the malaika, would say, Allahumma a'ti munfiqan khalafa. Oh Allah, give that person that spends, give him more. And that person who is hoarding, give him less, destroy his wealth. So when you gave somebody something, the greatest beneficiary more than that person is yourself. So actually by him taking and accepting your zakat and your sadaqah or whatever acts of good you have done, he is doing you a favor, not you doing him a favor. So point number one, very, very important, is clearing our minds and making sure we have good intentions. Secondly, coming to the M. M is very important, that whatever we do, we should be doing it in a way that it can be measured. Measurable, set measurable goals for ourselves. Because if you can't measure something, then you won't be able to know how much is there. Like if I tell you, okay, bring me some water. Now we don't know how much is going to be, whether you have fulfilled that request or not, whether you achieved your goal or not. So you set measurable goals. So you say, for example, and everyone sitting here is an individual, unique. He has his own. Yes, you can compete with one another. It's good to compete in acts of good, but again, not for name and for fame, but just to see how you are progressing, whether you are, you know, way behind or whether you advanced or what. But ultimately the point is, everyone sitting here has their own limitations and their own context. Somebody is working, somebody is free at home, others have other responsibilities, their parents have to take care of, somebody has financial considerations. Everyone sitting here, every single individual, even in your own home, the wife and the husband, maybe they can talk to each another, but as far as setting goals, they are an individual. So they will sit down, each individual will sit down. And again, this is not for sharing with anybody else. The discussion is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you set these measurable goals so you can see how far you've progressed. So for example, you're saying, this Ramadan, I am going to read Quran. Now, if you're not setting a measurable thing, then you won't sit down and every day achieve a certain amount. But opposite of that, you say, okay, I'm going to read one Quran. Then inshallah, each day you can see, I've completed one juz, two juz, three juz, and by the end of the month, you are able to achieve something, because you're able to measure it. As opposed to just saying, I'm going to read Quran, you won't be able to measure how far you've gone. You won't be able to, you're not striving to accomplish something. So the point of the M is to set measurable goals in every aspect. And a simple example, if you take Quran tilawat, is try and set measurable goals. And that should also be an increase. Very important part as well. That means now in 2024, it was Ramadan. So you sat down and you said, in 2024, I managed to read one Quran. In 2025, no, I can't read one Quran still. I must make an improvement. And again, here, it can't be linked to the third one. You set realistic goals. Right? Actually, the fourth one. So the M is measurable, and set goals which are realistic to yourself. So if you say, okay, I'm going to read 3 Qurans this year. Now you know you cannot finish 3 Qurans based on historically, based on your ability. So maybe now you will say, okay, I'll read 1 Quran and 10 juz, or 1.5 Qurans this year. and measure and see each day, for me to do that, for me to be able to complete one Quran, how much I need to read every day, which time I am going to set aside so that I can read that is required to complete the Quran. So that is working smartly. So again, the S is setting the intention, right? Being smart about the intention that we have. The M is measurable. The A is, perhaps we can extend it, is achievable. Something that is achievable within your circumstances, within your context. And again, it must be an improvement from the previous year. It can't be something that you assess or you're going lesser than the previous year. For example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in a hadith, he says, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلَّ. Right? It is better for you to sit down and to do every day little of Quran than to sit one day and read the whole Quran and not read the rest of the month. So now you're measuring. This is linked to measuring every day how much I need to do. And this is again linked to planning. How I'm going to measure my completion of Quran. Same thing for sadaqah. If you're giving charity, how much of charity I'm going to give this year? Who I'm going to give it to? Last year I gave so much of zakah. Alhamdulillah. That is compulsory. That is non-negotiable. Did I sit down and do an inventory of my assets to say these are my zakatable assets? These are my non-zakatable assets. Who I'm going to give my zakat to, at which point, and should I restrict my expenses and spending only to zakat? Maybe let me give some lillah, some sadaqah, and month of Ramadan is there for me to be doing more. The more I do in Ramadan, the greater the reward I will get. So that is the A. So setting a good intention, measuring, doing something that you can measure, setting a goal that you can measure. The A is something that is achievable. And the R could be relevant, but I'm perhaps thinking it's doing something that is relevant to the month of Ramadan. And that perhaps could be linking to the point of trying to stay away from those things that do not concern you. So relevant, the R, I'm saying is relevant. There could be other things you can say the R refers to. So do in Ramadan what is relevant to the month of Ramadan, and abstain from those things which perhaps in Arabic we call la ya'ni. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. That from amongst the beauty of a person's Islam is that he leaves out that which does not concern him. In the month of Ramadan, this is not relevant. Actually, some things in Ramadan is a training ground for the whole year. It's actually not relevant for you for the whole year, all whole life. But especially in Ramadan, we should try and be very careful. Now, the most common problem we have is the amount. Myself and many of us are guilty of this, is the amount of time that we're spending with our cell phones and the social media. So now this month of Ramadan, is my time spent on the cell phone, is it relevant to this month of Ramadan? Is it allowing me to achieve those goals and benchmarks that I set for myself? If it's going to be a deterrent, then I need to take it out of my life. Otherwise, it's going to consume you and you will not be achieve that goal that you set out to achieve. And like that, there could be many other things. In Ramadan, you're going to find people are going to come start, you know, with Ramadan souk. Somebody will say Ramadan tournament. Now, all that is not relevant. It's actually going to become a deterrent in achieving your goal. So you sit down and say, my goal in this Ramadan is to read this much of Quran. My goal this Ramadan is I will abstain from all types of gunas and sins. My goal this Ramadan is to cut off amount of time that I will spend on my screen and use more of the time in tilawat of Quran. So each one of us sit down and analyze your life and see, am I doing these actions that I want to do? Is it relevant to my goals that I'm trying to achieve, and more especially being the month of Ramadan? And the final one is the T. Right? Is the T, there could be many ways you can explain the T, but the one that I chose is time. Time is of essence. Allah takes the oath on time. Wal asr. The Prophet mentioned that there are two bounties of Allah which we are really deceived with regards to, and he mentions one is our health and the other is our free time that we have. So in Ramadan, every second, soon as the moon is sighted, if it is next week Friday, Maghrib, the moon is sighted, from that time that the floodgates are open, it is now for you now to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for you now to start counting how much you want to invest. And every second you're going to leave, you're going to just not maximize on, is, as we say, you know, it's like we're throwing the money down the drain. It's like we're throwing the opportunities we have down the drain. So the time, and that we talk about every second of the month of Ramadan, not only iftar time, yes, there are special moments in Ramadan. There are specific times in the month of Ramadan which have added. This is like a bonus time. But every second of the month of Ramadan is valuable. Every nafil in Ramadan is going to be equivalent to a fard. Every fard in Ramadan is going to be multiplied so many more times out of the month of Ramadan. So now this is my opportunity to maximize. The bonus times is Sehri time. You know, at the time of Sehri. Now I can't waste that time and think, okay, I'll wake up last, just before Sehri time ends, quickly eat something and then get ready for Fajr. And I have lost out that opportunity of tahajjud. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ Sehri time is a moment of seclusion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same thing, bonus time, iftar. Instead of sitting and having this unnecessary discussion, linked to the path of relevance, getting involved in layani discussion, or at the time now worrying about the halim and the samosas and all of those savories, we lost the opportunity of that time, which was a time of acceptance of dua. So all this requires great amount of mindset change, great amount of planning. So this Ramadan, inshallah, we hope we're going to work smart. So the point of my discussion, we have come to the end, or the summary of my discussion, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these days that we have 1 week left. Inshallah, next week, Friday or Saturday, is going to be Ramadan. And this Ramadan, we're going to all try, inshallah, to set goals for ourselves. And we're going to work very smart to try and achieve those goals, so that this Ramadan should be better than our previous Ramadans. So the S was to set good intentions, set high intentions, and already Allah will gonna reward you. Measurable goals. Try and set a goal that you can measure and see. After 2 days, see, am I achieving it? What's becoming a hindrance in me achieving it? And if you're gonna leave it, you see, 10 days will be over, 15 days, the month will be, Ramadan will be over. So if you set for yourself, I need to read a juz a day, check, have you done it? Okay, I couldn't do it yesterday. Why I couldn't do it? Let me try and see. I need to maneuver and change around some of my actions so I can do it the next day. And then I said, achievable. Every person is an individual here. Be realistic to yourself. And try and do extra. There are many, many opportunities we have. We have ufaz, ulama. And Ramadan is a month, inshallah, receptive to help you to learn, improve your Quran tilawat, or learn some masail of deen, etc. And then the R I said was relevant. Do only those actions in Ramadan which are relevant to my Ramadan and actually going to be helping me achieve my goal, which is the object of Ramadan and fasting, is the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the T was the time, that be very, very, very careful about every second of Ramadan, how I'm going to use that time so that I can derive the maximum benefit of this Ramadan. Ultimately, all of this, whatever we're going to be doing in Ramadan, is to get something in our lives, and that is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's about our hearts becoming clean and connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're fasting so that our hearts get clean. It's not just to stay hungry. We're performing our Taraweeh Salah so that our hearts get clean and got connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're giving our sadaqah so that we get proximity and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything boils down to getting the proximity and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is about spirituality. And spirituality is linked to our heart. And that heart has to be clean. And inshallah, from now, as a build-up to next week, Friday, when the month of Ramadan is going to commence, make an all-out effort to clean our heart. And the cleansing of our heart will be by pondering and reflecting. Two things the hadith mentioned that our heart can become cleansed with, amongst many other things, is kathrat with dhikril maut, is remembering death abundantly. Why? Because when you think about death, then the dunya comes aside. Then you remember, I'm going to die one day. I have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's all about spirituality. And the second thing he mentioned there, tilawat of Quran, making abundant tilawat of Quran. So with those few words, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he gives us the tawfiq and ability that this Ramadan, we work smartly, And inshallah, this Ramadan becomes a better Ramadan, the best Ramadan of our lives. We have opportunity, we don't know. Even if we are sitting here now, we don't know. We will see this Ramadan. And if we see this Ramadan, we don't know how many more Ramadans we are going to see or not. So we should always think of it. This is the last opportunity I have. Let me make it the best opportunity of my life. Let it be spiritually beneficial to me and my family. And start reading also, before I conclude, start reading Fazail Ramadan. Hadrat Shaykh Rahimullah has written a beautiful book. So it creates an atmosphere. There's a vibe. There's a mahol. You know, there's atmosphere in a home, wife, children, everybody. They're also, you know, building up the momentum for this month of Ramadan. Make it a very beautiful atmosphere in our homes and masjids as well. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.